Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back, Pastor Ken. I know you were out last week, man. What happened?
I just wasn't feeling all that great. I decided to take the weekend off. Yeah, you know, it was a COVID weekend.
Yeah, we're just a little concerned about you on my end. That's all. We were saying prayers for you all the time. Pastor Kent, how you doing, sir?
I'm okay.
So are you coming back on, you know, I made a sizable donation back on, what day was it? Hey. Checkbook, man. Anyway, I made a donation to keep you on Blog Talk Radio, man. Did you get my money?
No, because y'all sent it to the wrong email.
Well, what do you mean by that?
Y'all sent it to Kent Hopper or Kent Hooper at 2400@gmail.com. That's not my story.
How much
not what my email is. And I told them that.
It was $100, man. I put $100 in
the
thing.
You can revert it and send it to the proper one, but...
Amen.
But wait a minute, man. So you're saying I sent it to the wrong person?
That's correct.
Did you get any money from anybody at all?
No.
Oh, come on, man. All right, we got to see what's going on here, man. I thought I was waiting for your show to come back on.
Well, I don't know what's going on here with donations being sent to the wrong email. That's crazy. Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
What I understand is that supposedly Tony Gaga put out a wrong email.
Oh, well.
Tony Gaga.
That's typical.
Son of a bitch.
That's what I understand, Tony Gaga put out a wrong email.
So what?
So that
Tony
he could get
Gaga
so that,
money?
Yeah, the guy got supposedly got the money that he did it so that he would get the donations so that he could start his show again.
Oh, wait a minute here. Wait a minute. Now that I got a serious problem with this, because you know I already don't like that fat bastard. Let me say this, man. Pastor Kent, you and I will find a way to get you some money, man. We'll find a way. We'll get the show back. We need that show back on air, man.
Well, anyway, let's get on with the message here, Pastor Kent. We'll talk more about this Tony Gaga thing about fake emails. Okay, when the message is done. Okay, go ahead, Pastor Kent. Go ahead, give your message.
Well, it's not really a message. How do people feel about the end times? Do we think we're in that? Do we think it's coming? Do you even believe in the end times? So I'll poll a panel first. Who wants to answer first? Do you believe in the end times? Do you think they're coming?
Yeah, I do.
I think we're already in end times.
Yes, that's correct. We are.
Yeah.
Now,
look, the three of us are, you know, we're close to the same age, the three of us. You know, we were all brought up differently, but let me say this. When we were kids, we're just going back. Let's go back 50 years, let's say, 50 years ago compared to today. It's not even the same world, man. So, yeah,
nope.
Are the end of times near? Yeah, and if it's not the end of time times, it's the end of our time. Now, That's my opinion.
I think we're in the actual end of times. I think, it is stated in the Bible that we do not know the hour and the time that Jesus will appear. Okay, but I do think that we are in those times when he is due to come back.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
We are. And I'll tell you why. Because he says in the Word, about that he will come back. He told his disciples that he will come back for his people. So if you look at the way the world is today, it pretty much speaks for itself. Well, what's going on? And a lot of people, they believe in 2 Thessalonians chapter 4, where the Christians are not going to be here for the end times. Well, that's wrong too. No? Because we are. And it's like Pastor Ken says, we're in the end times now. In September 2012, the sign was in the sky. Pastor Ken, you'll understand what I'm talking about. And that sign was there, warning us that the time is beginning. And this is the thing that people don't understand, that we are in the time that God is coming back. He's not coming back for his people. He's coming to judge the world. And this is a problem that a lot of Christians think, well, we're not going to be here. And that's wrong. In Thessalonians, I've just tried to find it here. I know where it is, but I don't want to quote it wrong. Okay. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 says, in the next event, according to the prophetic calendar, the rapture is when Christ comes back and takes the Christians that are still on the earth and resurrects those that have died and takes them to heaven with him. In 1 Thessalonians 5, chapter 5, verses 1 to 8, Paul expresses that the Lord's return will be like a thief in the night. No one knows the date or time. However, there are several signs of the end times that we all should be aware, such as earthquakes. Earthquakes are on the rise. Diseases are on the rise, war and dispute among nations. You only have to look at the news for that one. It's pretty evident. The persecution against Christians, that's been going on for years, but it's progressively gotten worse over the past 5-10 years. I mean, you hear all the time over in Afghanistan and places like that, where they crucify and kill Christians for their belief. It's ridiculous. All signs lead to the rapture. However, when we talk about the rapture, we have to look at all the scriptures, not just one certain scripture that says that he's coming back and we're going with him to heaven. We have to look at the whole story. There is so much more to this. I mean, I don't have time on an hour show to go into all the details. You know what I'm talking about, don't you, Pastor Ken?
Yeah.
And it's something that's not going to be talked about or covered thoroughly in an hour show. So, we got any callers?
Yes, we do. We've got some callers here. Let me bring them
bring
on.
Them up.
111, we're coming on.
Coming on.
Okay, that's a ridiculous caller.
So it begins.
Let's try another one.
There we go again.
Okay, let's try another one. 111, you're on the air. Hello? Okay. Well, I guess that person doesn't want to come on. Okay, let's try 617. 617, you're on here.
Yeah, hello, good pastor. My name's Shidas. How are you doing on this fine evening?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Okay. Oh, I'm doing wonderful. I just needed a prayer for Tony Gaga. Because I heard that he has spent all the donation money that he stole from Pastor Kent on a hooker. Ungodly as it sounds, this is all true. I got it from an insider.
Why are we talking gossip on a Christian show? Do you know gossip is against the Bible? It's also against Christianity. Why are we doing this?
So I guess my...
Really? Seriously?
So I guess my religion?
Huh. I'm glad I'm not in your religion then.
You know, that's very racist you say that.
It's not racist, it's a statement. It's a known fact. If you're going to gossip about somebody else and they get upset because somebody gossips about you, what kind of Christianity is that? Seriously. Really?
But everybody does it.
No,
what makes it so wrong?
They don't. No, they don't.
Oh, yes, that's who?
Says me, for one, I don't do that kind of crap.
Well, maybe you should. You should try it sometime. It's a really good way of venting.
Okay.
It's very godly.
I'm done with this conversation.
Okay.
Well, I
all
can't
right.
talk to Ken. Or Ken.
Yeah.
Anyways, before I got rudely interrupted, I just want a prayer to help him find his way to God, find his way to Jesus, and find his way to Joseph. Because he really needs it. He needs the rope to show to him.
Amen. Amen. Yeah,
amen.
Yeah. Tony Gaga is, we won't talk about Tony Gaga anymore, but God bless him. And hope he's on the road to Jesus. Amen. Okay.
Yeah.
God bless you, Carl. God bless you, Carl.
Thank you. Thank you, my friend. Thank you.
You're welcome. Let's take another caller here. 111. You're on the air.
Hello. My name is Tony Gibson, and this is a blessing to have Pastor Ken, Pastor Leroy, and Dr. Kent all at once. This is a real blessing. I want to thank you right off the top. Dr. Kent, I called you about a year ago. This is Tony Gibson, and you gave me advice. I started dating a black girlfriend, and she works in the construction sites where I met her, but she has man hands, and I'm not as attracted to her because she's one of these female construction types. Do you think it's godly that I break up with her just because I don't find her attractive anymore? What advice can you give me?
You shouldn't have got involved with her anyway in the first place. If you don't love a person from the inside out, not inside in, it shouldn't be, period.
Okay, so then maybe I should break up with her if I'm not really all that attracted to her. She's very manly, well, like I said. She works construction, and it's just, it's bothering me. It's like I'm sleeping with another guy at this point. It's a real turnoff. So I think I'm just going to pack my bags and split. I heard you guys talking about that it feels like it's end times right now. And, you know, it's like if it's end times, I might as well take a chance and eat Farrar's cooking. I mean, it's making Ken sick. I don't know. If we're all going, you might as well do whatever. Hey, Pastor Leroy, I heard that your sister was assaulted and hospitalized. I was wondering how she was doing, if we can get an update on any of that. I was very angry to hear that somebody hit her or she went on a date and something happened. Do we have an update on her condition?
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, my sister was she was assaulted sexually, and she also was beaten up pretty bad. We got a hold of the person that did it. I'm going to leave it at that. My sister is home. She is recovering. She had to seek some professional psychiatric help from the rape. She was raped numerous different ways, and it was pretty bad. But she's home now, resting, and her assailant has been dealt with in a professional manner. Thank you for that.
Right on. You sound a lot like me, Pastor Joy, because that's exactly this avenue that I would go as well.
Well, let me say this. That man, you'll never hear from him again, man. How about that? Hallelujah. No one will ever hear from him again.
I don't agree with taking a life. It says in the Bible.
Thou shalt not kill, Pastor Leroy.
Okay, you're going to have to clarify that. That's what it means to me. That's why I said that.
Thou shalt not kill.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to leave it at that.
Well, I respect you as a man for standing up for your sister. If somebody hurt my friends or my family, I've warned my wife, you're going to get my ugly. Because nobody's going to do that again.
Yes.
Amen.
It was dealt with, and it's over, and I'm happy with the way it turned out, and I'm happy that she's home, and I'm happy she's getting better.
Amen.
Physically and mentally.
All right. Well, I'm glad your sister is doing better too, Pastor Leroy. Yeah. I hope she's recovering well and everything's good. That's good.
Yeah, it's taken care of.
All right. Okay. Well, do we have let's do an altar call. If you're out there and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your personal Lord and Savior, you got a chance to do so right now. And you can do that by simply saying this simple little prayer after me. Say, look, Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation, and I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God, who died on the cross for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, we want to thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said this prayer, we here at Guy's Rainbow Ministries would like to welcome you to the family of God. And we'd like to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. And if you said this prayer, you can call in to area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that number is 657-383-1487. And press the 1 key and come on live and let us know that you accept the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior today. Amen. God bless.
Amen. Pastor Kent.
Yes, sir.
Why are you so concerned about what happened to that individual? Why do I feel like you don't believe me, man?
Okay.
I just know you.
I'm going to have to clarify what individual you're talking about.
Well, the individual that did a very bad thing to a member of my family. I ain't mentioning no names.
I respect that. No, it wasn't a concern. It was actually a praise that I would have done it the same way. That's all I'm saying.
Good.
So.
Bless you. Have you ever had, let me ask you this, Pastor Kent, have you ever had to do something like that?
Yep.
Oh, can you please elaborate on that? I want to hear your story.
I'm not doing that on air. Why? Because I can get in trouble. I'm not about to go on live radio and talk about my past in great detail. That is not a very smart thing to do. You don't know who's listening. You don't know who is a rat. Sorry, not going there.
Well, I don't understand what you mean by that. I mean, look, I did some bad things in my life, too. I told you, I did some time in prison. I know Pastor Ken.
I'm not talking about
did
that.
A little bit of time, and I know you did a little bit of time. If you want to know what I did, I'll tell you. I'm not afraid to tell you.
I don't have to know your past. It's in the past. What does it matter today? You're not that person. So why does it matter? It doesn't. It doesn't matter one diddly squat.
That's so true. It doesn't matter what we've done in the past. It's what we do in the future that counts.
No, I understand that. But what we all did in the past, the three of us, all three of us have been in prison.
I'm not going to say I haven't. I've been in prison. Yep, did my time. Okay? It's over with. It's a thing of the past.
See, I look at it this way. When God wipes my sins, my past, my history, why should I go on about what I did? I can talk about what I did, but if I get into detail, that's just basically saying, God, you don't matter, so I really don't care.
I don't do that. You don't believe that anything you did in your past, both of you, including myself, you don't believe anything that you did in the past is made you who you are today?
Nope.
It helped, right? All the good things you did, all the bad things we all did. We all did good and bad.
I asked God that question, that very question. I get it all the time. on Facebook and social media. If you could go back to a certain time in your life, what would you tell your young self? Now,
never get
many
married.
Many times I've said that I would go back to I was 18 and I would tell myself to go into the seminary and not run away from God. And God brought to my attention this fact. If you did do that, you would not be who you are today. You would not be able to help the ones you can help today. I can help addicts. I can help those who suffered in jail, in prison. I can help those who have been raped. I can help those who have had problems in their past with marriages because I've lived it. If I went back and redid that life, I would not be who I am today. When a person comes to me as a pastor and says, "Pastor, what do I do? My parents are separating." I usually have friends that I can send them to because I don't know how to help them. I just don't. I've never gone through that. So emotionally, physically, and psychologically, I cannot relate to that. So why am I going to blow smoke up your butt and tell you what the book says when I have no idea what you went through? That is rude and ignorant to the person. That's why I don't do it. If I don't know how to deal with something, I don't tackle that situation because that's just a fool thing to do.
Were you ever in the military?
Nope.
How about you, Pastor Ken?
I was in the military, yeah.
Yes, he was.
Yeah, so was I. And let me tell you something. I never killed anybody in the military, but let me ask you this, Pastor Kent. This is for Pastor Kent, since you've never been in the military. Do you believe if somebody kills somebody in the military, if you shoot the enemy dead, if you shoot 10 enemies dead, are you going to go to hell for that when you die for killing another human being? What's your opinion on that?
Well, if we don't repent for our sins that we do in life, okay, then yes, we will go to hell. But if we repent for our sins that we do, then no, we won't.
What about you, Pastor Kent? What do you think?
I agree the same way. It's like we're discussing. What happened in the past is in the past. It doesn't matter in today. Now, with that being said, a soldier in the military who's on the front lines, they have a choice, their life or my life. That's an easy choice, very easy choice. They did what they had to do to survive due to commandments and also orders. So they lived, and I'm sure that at least 99.9% of those people who did that suffer from PTSD. That doesn't make a bit of difference whether you get into heaven or not. As Pastor Ken says, what makes a difference is your relationship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That's what makes a difference. And
amen.
Yes, there's only one sin in the Bible that he will not forgive, and that's blasphemy. And what blasphemy is denying the Holy Spirit or him that he won't forgive. That being said, if you come to repentance, that is washed clean because he's commanded by his law in the Bible that whosoever come to me will be washed anew and clean and become like a white sheet of paper. So, yes.
Amen.
In that case, yes.
So you're saying anybody who's agnostic is not going to go to heaven. Is that what you're saying?
Pretty much. If you don't believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you're totally denying who he is, yeah, that's blasphemy. And that's a no-no. You can't do that. Because basically what you're saying as an agnostic or as a religion that doesn't believe in Christ, you're saying that him coming here was a waste of time and it means absolutely nothing.
Right.
So, yes, they are not going to heaven. Now, if they repent and they get to know him, they'll know that's a lot of horse hooey.
Amen.
And I say this. If God doesn't exist, you go to doctor after doctor after doctor, Ken will understand this one, for treatment, for whatever. And all of a sudden you go to the doctor and you're completely clear. They don't have medication for your disease, but yet you're clear. Who do you think did that? What, a tree, the sky, the moon, the stars, a person? Not likely. That's the divine almighty, the Alpha and Omega, the Alpha and the Tau, the beginning, the end, the man who was here in the beginning and will be here for us in the end.
Amen.
No one can take a disease that there's no cure for and cure. No one can. They don't have the ability to do that. Take for an example, because it's close to my heart, not only for Ken, but my sister is dying of stage 4 cancer. Now, can God heal that? Yes, he can. Do I ask why? No. I accept the fact there's a reason why. And I am not God. I can't make that judgment. It's much the same as when a child dies young. Yes, it's a horrible thing to happen. But that child goes automatically to be with him. What's so much better about that? There's nothing bad about that. And I know it's hard when you lose somebody you love. When I lost my mom, I was a mama's boy. I was always close to my mom. I lost my mom, I was devastated. And every year in February, I'm devastated again. But I rest in this. Mom and Dad are in heaven. They're not here right now. No, I can't talk to them physically. But you know what? They see me all the time. They know what I'm doing because they can see me anytime they want. They don't have to call me on the phone. They don't have to video chat with me. They see me all the time. And I rest in the comfort of that, that mom and dad are in heaven. And they are safe. And they have no more pain, no more agony, and no more suffering. And that's the comfort that I rest in my sister. She's going home. If anything, I'm kind of jealous she got there before I did. Because I miss heaven. But she's going home. Praise God, her pain's going to end. Hallelujah. No more pain, no more suffering, no more hurt, no more nothing. She gets to live in peace and tranquility, happiness and contentment. What a blessing that is.
How old is your sister?
She's 54.
Did you say 5'4 or 6'4?
5'4.
That's too young. That's too young.
Well,
anybody that expires before 3 score years and 10 is too young.
Well,
in my opinion.
You tell that to the cancer that she's too young. And it will laugh in your face.
My youngest brother died at 52. He was 52 years old. He died of cancer.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He had stage 4 prostate cancer that spread to his liver. Now, he had symptoms. I don't know about your sister, but he had a lot of symptoms, and he didn't go to the doctor about it. And by the time he went, it was too late.
This is the fifth bout of stage four cancer that my sister's gone through.
Whoa.
And in a kind of way, maybe this sounds crude and rude and not Christian, but you know what? I'm glad she's finally getting peace and going home. I really am. She doesn't have to get hurt anymore. She doesn't have to feel a constant pain. She doesn't have to keep fighting. It's over. Praise God. Am
Praise
I going
God.
To miss her? Yes, of course. Of course I'm going to miss her. But I rest in this. I'll see her when I get to the kingdom. And that is much better than watching her in pain and having to see her suffer through radiation and chemo treatment. Much better.
Pastor Ken, looks like you got some people on hold that want to come on. I think they might have some comments on this.
Okay. Well, we got an 857 that's been on. That's been, okay, let me bring 857 on. 857. Who do I have?
Hey, Pastor Ken. Pastor Kent, it's J-Bo. How are you?
Hey, J-Bo. How's it going, buddy?
Okay. It's all right. So I just got a question, if you don't mind, for my pal, Pastor Kent, a.k.a. Dr. Rabbi Kent, a.k.a. Sugar Cookie, a.k.a. But, yeah, I just have a quick question, if you don't mind. This one's for Sugar Cookie. Pastor Kent, I had donated $500 to Dr. Kent Hopper, 2400@gmail.com, and I just wanted to know if you've actually received any of these donations, because everybody has been donating to this email to send to you. There's about $10,000 in there right now, and have you seen
the
dime?
I already discussed that at the beginning of the show. No.
Well, I wasn't listening to the beginning of the show. I have a job and stuff, but so the $500 that I personally donated, where is that going to go? Is that going into somebody else's pocket, or what's going on?
I have
on
no
with that?
Idea. When I put my email out, I put my email out properly, okay? But somebody ended up changing that, and now somebody else is getting all this money.
So who do I ask? I mean, I'm trying to be a nice guy and donate to you, but now who do I ask for my $500 back so I can, I don't know, maybe properly donate
you go
it to you?
You go to your bank account and you refuse it. And if you call me Sugar Cookie one more time, because that's not my name, I will never talk to you again until you apologize.
I'm sorry, Sugar Cookie, but that's what they called you up in prison, and I'm just going by the name that you wanted to go by.
Okay, I'm going now.
Can I get my $500 back or what?
Well, I would. What I understand, J-Bo, is that Tony Gaga, okay, put out a fake email. That's all I know. Okay, and that Tony Gaga was getting his donations.
You think Tony did this, Pastor Ken? Because if you say that he did it, I believe you out of anybody.
Well, that's what I heard. I don't know if he did it for real, but that's what's been said on Discord.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to get in touch with Tony and see if this is all true. make sure it's not a bunch of poop-a-doop. And if Sugar Cookie's still on the line, just tell him, you know, that I apologize for upsetting him. It's not the nickname that I gave him. It's the nickname that was earned. And hopefully I can get my money back and send it to him in another way. But it's not going to be $500.
Yeah. Well, I hope you get your money back, too, because that's a lot of money to just be sitting there doing. Yeah. Okay, we'll stop spreading rumors. Yeah. Okay. But like I said, I'm just going by what I've heard so far, okay, whether, like I said, they're true or not, I don't know, okay? That's something you'd have to talk to Tony about, okay? And maybe he would tell you the truth, maybe he won't, I don't know, okay?
I don't know. But what I'd like to do is Pastor Kent he's in Canada, right?
Yeah, he's in Canada.
Oh, okay. Does he still provide services? Because if I can't donate that money to him, I'd rather pay him directly. Does he still provide services for, I believe it's bush trimming or something like that?
For who?
Bush trimming. He trims bushes, I guess. I don't know.
I don't know anything about
I'm trying to get him paid. Is he still on the line, Ken?
I don't know. According to this, he's on the line. According to Blog Talk Radio, he's supposedly still on the line.
Okay. Well, I have no choice but to believe that either him and Tony Gaga are working together, or he's accepting these donations, and he's just not telling anybody about it. So what I would suggest is everybody that donated, I suggest you send maybe a small claims toward Kent Hooper at gmail.com, Dr. Kent Hooper, because that's the name he goes by, I guess, which is weird. And we should all get our money back. And even if it has to be done legally, I think we should all make an attempt to get our money back, because once again, we were shammed. So.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, guys. Okay? But like you said, that's why I stopped trying to receive donations years ago, okay, because of misappropriation of funds, okay, so it's better never to, better not to accept donations anyway, okay, because you never know, okay, what things like this going on. Okay.
Well, even I'm getting an email. I'm getting an email too that someone else actually by the name of Susie DeBay donated, and she wants to get her money back too. And Miss Madeline Mitten wants to get her money back. And all these people that have tried to donate to him, that's all he does is take advantage and steal. And it's like, I'm not saying this is your fault.
Listen here, okay? You can call me many things. Okay? And make up some fake name about me in jail, which is a bunch of horse shit. Okay?
No, it's not. Your
Don't
name was Sugar
up.
Cookie. Your name Sugar Cookie. Everybody called you that in prison.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did.
But
you
can
said
believe
that they
whatever
did.
Stupid person told you that. Okay?
Tyrone Jenkins told me.
Don't ever, ever accuse me of being a thief.
I'm not. I'm going by what Susan DeBay is saying, and I'm going by what Madeline Mitten's saying.
Susan DeBay is in the hospital, dumbass.
I donated $500 to you. What is your issue?
My issue is you're making lies up about me, and I'm not going to stand for it.
No, I'm not. And listen, you're not that tough fucking Sugar Cookie, okay? I want my $500 back. And if I don't get my $500 back, I'm going to leave you where I find you.
Okay, you know what? Big deal.
You're a Sugar Cookie.
I'm shaking
in
my
boots. They called you Sugar Cookie.
Oh, my goodness.
They called you Sugar Cookie. Sugar Cookie, gingerbread. You look like a gingerbread man. That's why they call you that.
Are you going to cut him off, Ken, or am I going to hang up?
Go ahead, hang up.
Okay, that's enough. Stop calling Pastor Kent Sugar Cookie, because that was never, ever, ever confirmed. His name was Sugar Cookie. Okay?
Well, Pastor Kent,
I
apologize.
Have a great laugh over this, buddy. You know what? See, this is why I don't call in. Because you have people.
Don't blame Ken. Don't blame Ken.
Goof.
Don't blame Ken.
That likes to make problems.
Goof.
You are blaming Ken for no reason at all.
No, I'm talking about you.
I'm not making anything up. I'm going based off of facts.
You're a goof. Did you hear me? Was that clear enough for you?
No, I didn't hear you. What did you say? It sounds like you got a package of sugar cookies in your mouth. I don't know. It sounds like you have a package of sugar cookies in your mouth. But, Ken, I'm going to go. Thank you for allowing me on the show.
Fine.
And I will talk to you later.
Two. One. Bye-bye.
Okay, take it easy.
Take it easy.
Okay, take it easy, buddy. Unfortunately, Kent decided to drop. He got upset again, and he quit. Let's bring on 111. 111, you're on the air.
Shalom.
Hey, what's up, my brother? It's DC Jew.
Kenneth, what is wrong with Kent, man? He done lost his mind. He cursing and spitting profanity on the show like he got gonorrhea. It's crazy.
Well, I guess he was upset about the sugar cookie comment.
I mean, I guess the truth hurts, Kent. Kenny, I mean, I've heard this rumor from multiple people that that was his name in jail. I don't know why he gets so upset. It's like you always told me, the past is the past. If you took a penis in your asshole, it doesn't matter. It's the past. Kent has admitted to taking multiple penises. I don't understand why he's getting so upset. I mean, sugar cookies. I love sugar cookies, man. I love eating some sugar cookies. I eat them motherfuckers all the time, Kenny. I love them. I mean, I never made love to a man, but I do love sugar cookies.
Well, everybody likes a sugar cookie once in a while.
I don't understand. Kenny, you got to talk to him. He a pussy, Kenny. How this man, they call him Big Tex, he be getting his ass whole torn up in jail, and he runs like a little baby with a tracksuit and baby shoes on, Kenny?
I never heard anything about Pastor Kent in jail, okay? So, I mean, I know he's been there, okay?
Man, that boy's butthole got blown out like a Newport, brother, just blowing smoke everywhere. I'm telling you, listen, it's no fact that Pastor Kent got passed around that jail cell, and they made love to Tex in his asshole many times and sprayed loads inside of him, and it was not a godly load, Kenny. It was not a godly load.
Can
you say a prayer for Pastor Kent and his rectum, please? Can we pray for his asshole?
We'll say prayers for him. God bless.
Kenny, are you kicking me off the show?
No, I'm going to check out another caller. We got another 111 caller. Let's find out who that is. Okay, 111.
You are now off the host queue. You are now in the host queue.
Okay, you're not in the host queue. Okay, let's try 510. I think that's Tommy. Okay? Tommy, is that you?
Yeah, it's me. What's up, Ken?
Not much. How you doing, Tommy?
Oh, I'm good. I can also confirm that I also got associates up in Canada that Kent, Pastor Kent has indeed been to prison, and Sugar Cookie is actually his prison name.
Oh, I didn't know that. I knew he went to jail, like I said, but I wasn't aware of he had any nicknames in prison.
Will he be making love to a man? Can it the man be making love to him inside his rectum with the penis? That's how he got the name Sugar Cookie, because that asshole tastes sweet.
Ah, okay.
Allegedly.
All right. Well.
Yeah, it's just that Pastor Kent, he's clutching to the past, so he's holding on to it, and then he's very sensitive about the past
yep.
being brought up. It's a psychological issue that he has. So the only issue mm-hmm. that he needs to resolve to is that he needs to accept his past so that way he can move forward. So whenever people mm-hmm. call him Sugar Cookie, he will not be affected by that name.
That's not a good name to be. I mean, want to be notified and be known in prison for a Sugar Cookie. Yeah.
He tried to tell everybody his name was Tech, Kenny.
Ah.
Let me say this, man. I can't believe everything that just went down here, man. But I'll tell you what. Having done some time myself in prison, if you're called Sugar Cookie, man, that's like the bottom of the barrel, man. You might as well just bend over and take it up the ass, man. I mean, seriously.
That's what he did, brother. He took multiple penises. He loved it, allegedly.
Yeah, so he should learn how to accept it.
Yeah, okay.
Listen, he gave my cousin's best friend gonorrhea, Kenny. That is a true story. I just found this out 2 days ago. I've been trying to talk to Kent. I was in the queue. I wanted to talk to Kent because he'd be spreading that gonorrhea around, man. Listen, that you heard the rumors about that rash, Kenny. You heard the rumors.
Yeah. There's been plenty of rumors out there.
I'm getting an email at my Baptist church here. What's this? You good? I got some of my parishioners here listening to this tonight. What's this? Hey, man. Look it over here. All right, I got it. Look here, man. This one's here. It says that he gave some guy in prison chlamydia, man.
Ah.
That sounds like Kent. That man had got more diseases than the L States, brother. Damn. That boy spread like peanut butter. I'll tell you right now.
Okay, well that's enough about Kent and prison. What else have we got to talk about? Okay. Anything else that's going on in the world you want to talk about?
Yeah, the price is on drugs, man. My cousin's friend has to pay for gonorrhea medicine. Is Kent going to pay for that too?
No, you can't pay for medicine in Canada is what I understand. He was prescribed medicine in Canada. He can't get it because you can't afford it.
Well, we need to go back to selling his ass or something, man, because I don't know. This I don't got no money bullshit. That ain't going to work out for him.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. Okay.
What is his vocation, Kenny? Is he, I know he used to sell his ass when he's addicted to drugs. I don't think he does that now, but is he like a professional janitor, a professional toilet bowl cleaner? Like, what does he do? What's his vocation?
What I understand, he's on medical leave. He doesn't do anything right now. I think he was working for a butchery, okay, at one point.
Okay, but I think he got hurt at work, and so he's not receiving any monies.
I hope they didn't catch him fucking the meat, man. That boy's crazy. He'll do anything. I'm sorry, Kenny. I'm sorry. That was too far. That was too far.
Yeah. Okay,
you,
well,
Kenny, you good, brother?
Kenny,
are you good,
what?
Brother? Are you doing well?
Yeah, I'm doing okay. I'm good. I've been recovering from from all my stuff going on, and I'm doing well. My birthday is coming up next month. You got a birthday coming up too in October, right?
Oh, that's right, brother. Yeah, I'm on the 11th, brother. I'm on the
1. I'm on the 15th.
On
the 15th.
That's a beautiful thing, Kenny. All the great people are Libras, brother. I'm just gonna say.
Amen.
For the world. Praise be. Is anyone else on the show, Kenny? Is anybody else calling in, or is that it for the night?
No, that's it for the night. It looks like. Wait a minute. We got some more callers here. Let's take them one more.
Hey.
Okay. Let's find another one. Okay, there's another one. Okay, that person hung up. No, it looks like that's it. There ain't no more.
Was that Dickie Hopper?
Yeah, I think so.
Man, I ain't heard from that dude in a long time. Is he still he's still alive, apparently.
Evidently.
Amen. Well, Kenny, would you or Pastor Leroy like to wrap up the show, or you know, say a prayer maybe or something for those who are listening? Maybe for
Pastor. Yeah, let's give Pastor Leroy. Pastor Leroy, let's wrap up the show. You want to say a prayer for everybody here tonight, Pastor Leroy?
Amen.
Yeah, I gotta say a prayer, man. I'm gonna say a prayer for Pastor Kent. He's my buddy, okay? And whatever he did in the past, you know, it's unfortunate that it's past, but you know what? The whole sugar cookie thing, man, it's not sitting real well with me, man. Really not sitting well with me. I mean, damn if that's your name in prison, man. Damn. God bless all my friends. God bless DC2. God bless J-Bo. God bless Pastor Kent, Pastor Veal, who did not join us this evening. And God bless America, land that I love. I'm not saying anything bad about Canada, man, because I've been to Canada. It's a little cold up there for me, man. I'm a Negro. I don't like the cold, but, you know, it's all right, man. So God bless everybody. God bless my dinner tonight. God bless my alcohol that I'm drinking right now. And God bless the marijuana that I will be smoking in about 10 minutes, man.
Hallelujah.
Amen. God bless everybody. Okay, thank you everybody for calling in. And thank you, GC2. Okay, Tommy Monahan, Pastor Kent, okay, Pastor Leroy. Okay.
I need my Colt 45, baby. Bring it to me. Oh, shit. I didn't
know. All right.
Kenny, am I mute? Kenny?
No, you're not on mute. DC2, you're on here.
Oh, I'm sorry. Baby, hold on. I'm going to mute myself, Kenny. I'm sorry. I was just trying to get some Colt 45. Bring my Newport.
Okay, yeah. Okay, I want to give a shout to Juan from Alabama, Johnny Longfeather. Okay, everybody on the Discord, okay, God bless y'all. Okay, we're going to have another show tomorrow at 5 p.m., okay, 6 o'clock Eastern. So I hope y'all call in, and see you tomorrow. God bless.